You're listening to the Valor Podcast. My name is Damia Abujingin. I'm the editor and founder of Valor Magazine, a publication which celebrates the millennial Christian woman, and this podcast will be doing just that. Together, let's celebrate all that we are, dive into the challenges we face, and explore all the things that matter to us. Basically, we'll be discussing anything you talk about over dinner with your girls. Hey everyone, and welcome to the 11th episode of the Valor Podcast. So today I'm coming at you with something slightly different. We're doing a mini-sode, and I am joined by two of my closest friends, Fumi and Chimmy. Ladies, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you for having me on your podcast. How are you doing?
I'm good. It's been a week. It's been a week, but you know what? We thank God. No legitimate complaints. Let me put it like that. Fumi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm just here getting used to this whole working from home lifestyle. I got told that we're not going back in this year, so do you know what?
That's
good.
I used to be jealous.
That's good.
Secretly, I'm happy because savings.
Secretly, you're very happy.
I listened to your last podcast, didn't it? Savings, so yeah.
Yeah, if you haven't listened to episode 10, listen to episode 10. But let's get into today's topic. So, Beyonce dropped Black is King just about a week ago. Ladies, what are your initial thoughts?
Listen, I feel like we're opening a can of worms, and this can go in many, many directions. And do you know what? Actually, I think I want to keep my opinion to myself just at first. You guys go right ahead. What are your thoughts on it?
See, my initial thoughts was like the visuals, the artistry, should I say, of it. I can't fault kind of thing, right?
Excellent.
Like, if I was just looking at it from a naked eye, there was nothing else. The girl did her thing. But I can't look at it from that eye, can I? So it makes it a bit more complicated. But if we were just looking at it from creativity, yeah, she did her thing.
Agreed.
Now, anyone... Chimmy, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I'm just going to add a bit more sauce to all of that. She was fantastic. Beyonce, Giselle Knowles, and her visuals... Sorry, Knowles Carter. Sorry, Jay-Z. her visuals are fantastic. I've been to a couple of concerts at this point. I've seen quite a few of her projects. And I don't know how she still manages to blow us away artistically with every new project. Like, I don't... What kind of 40-day praying and fasting are you doing to get these kind of ideas? Like, I really don't know.
Girl, because she said in one of her lyrics, she told us what type of fasting I was going
on. Pipe down. I think artistically, she's absolutely fantastic. I know I just repeated everything that Fumi said, but I just felt like the words used weren't enough, so I had to add my own 36 extra words. Like, it was phenomenal.
Okay, I have opinions. I have several. And I just want to, I don't know if I'll say caveat this, but just highlight. Anyone who knows me knows that I have been a Beyonce fan. Like, Beyonce, Destiny's Child, her music or her lifetime's work has literally been, like, the soundtrack to my life. Like, you give me, like, the writings on the wall, track number 8, I know the song. Like, I have been a lifelong Beyonce fan. And I've actually touched on this in a previous podcast, the one about Black Girl Magic, Beyonce and the Church. And I feel like the direction of Beyonce's music, I would say probably from Lemonade, it's starting to go in a direction that I just don't think I can say as a Christian with clear conscience I can continue to A, listen to, and B, endorse. So when I say the direction, because with Lemonade, and I think Fumi, you just referenced it, right, which is talking about fasting, things were not quite so clear. Like, there were things alluded to, like with the whole, with Hold Up. I remember seeing on social people saying that, oh, this evokes Ashun. Honestly, when I saw it initially, I didn't even connect the dots. I'd heard of Ashun, but I can't say that I was very like familiar with like the mythology and with the visual representation of it, but she made no actual reference to it. But then we fast forward to The Gift, which it came out last year. Don't get me wrong, I was banging out that album. I was banging it out. But there were a few things that I heard, and let me just be completely transparent, are overlooked. Like I think in the song Black Parade, that's the most recent song that came out, right? She flat out talks about Ocean Energy. We can't deny it there. She flat out talks about it. But even before that, in Mood Forever, she talks about being Ocean. Like she's been making these kind of references. So for me as a Christian, it's just like, how can I, like in all sincerity, say or even applaud something as being excellent when it is esteeming things that are clearly ungodly? So I'm in a bit of a tricky position, and it's just like, is this something that, can I continue to listen to Beyonce after this? And I think the fact that I'm even questioning that is kind of like the answer to it. But ladies, how do you feel? How do you feel?
So I probably have, actually, for me, do you want to go first?
No, go ahead.
Yeah, I probably have a bit of a more controversial stance to all of it.
Okay.
Maybe not controversial. I just don't think it's a very popular notion amongst the Christian community when it comes to Beyonce and her current project. For those who don't know me, like, I'm very good at compartmentalizing things. So for me, Beyonce's role in my life is to be an entertainer. Her role is not to be my counselor, my councilman, my pastor, my financial advisor, my dermatologist. That's not her responsibility. She's there to entertain me. What she does in her own personal life, none of my business, to be quite honest, because that's not what she's that's not her role in my life. That's not what she's there to do for me. She's there to entertain me. And I feel to treat her music in the same way I treat other music. I listen to Afrobeats. I listen to quote unquote secular music. And when there are things that I don't align with or I don't like, either I mute it out or I don't sing it. Or if my spirit just completely doesn't agree, I don't play the song, period. So I'm quite good at kind of separating the art and the artistry. And I just feel like people that have an issue with her making those references, do you have issues with other music that's out there that you're listening to that is not Christian, that glorify or sing about things that you do not agree with or that are not part of your values?
That's a very valid point.
Because if you do, then what are we really saying? And I also want to add at this point that I've watched Black is King, sorry. I've watched it once, and I watched it with a very, very critical eye. And I must admit that I was looking hard, and I really struggled to find what everyone was, should I say, talking about, or what there was an uproar about. There were probably, like, I think, so for me, I know you've watched it, damn it, I don't think you've watched it yet, but the guy that was in the blue, that kind of painted himself in the blue, he popped up a couple of times, and I was like, oh, okay, I don't know what this is about, but something about that ain't quite right. And then there was another place, probably three quarters visual album, where there was a motorcycle which had horns. Right, so those were the two things where I was a bit like, and I was watching with a critical eye, and this is with me knowing that, you know, with people kind of posting and putting their think pieces about the video. And I had a conversation with my friend about it, who is Igbo, so I'm Igbo as well. And we both were just like, yeah, we didn't see. And we started wondering whether it's because we're just ignorant to the ocean and the gods and the spirits and all of that, whether we just don't know about it. Because we don't, from the conversation we had, it doesn't really seem to be something that is very prominent amongst the Igbo people. It seems to be more Yoruba directed. I wondered whether that was why it became more obvious to certain people.
I mean, I think it's two things. I mean, yes, you raised a very valid point that a lot of the a lot of the gods she's referring to, they are Yoruba gods. And in all honesty, if you are not Nigerian, if you're not Yoruba, you might not be very familiar with them. You might not be. But for me, it's the imagery, but coupled with that, it's the lyrics. Even if you're not familiar with the imagery, she is flat out making references to deities which are not Christian deities. So for me, that's kind of where it is. But even beyond that, like the whole horns thing, someone sent me a picture of like the horns and saying, oh, this refers to the devil. And to be honest, I wasn't really fazed by it because I was thinking, you know what, we need to look at how the Bible describes the devil, and there is no reference to the devil having horns. So the horns thing, honestly, I wasn't really tripping on. Like the Bible describes the devil as, you know, the prince of light. So we can't just look at things with kind of the way we have decided the devil looks and decided he's some kind of like grotesque figure when he actually isn't necessarily. And I think that's all the more reason why we have to be even more vigilant with all content. I think you raised a really valid point about the content that we listen to. I am very, very particular with the music I listen to and the lyrics. And if I'm being honest, I think where Beyonce is concerned, I probably had a bit of a blind spot. Okay, let me call spade a spade. Not probably. I have had a bit of a blind spot because typically I really don't listen to music that's about fornication. I mean, if I do and I probably didn't pick up on it right away, it will soon get deleted off my phone. Like part of the reason why, unpopular opinion, but part of the reason why it took me a while to get into Afrobeats is because I was like, I don't know what they're saying. For all I know, I could be dancing to a song about God knows what, but I don't, let me be honest, I'm half Igbo, I'm half Yoruba. I barely understand both. So I was like, it took me a while to get into it. Even now, I'll listen to it at a party, but you're not really going to find me playing Afrobeats on my own accord, if that makes any sense. And it's purely down to the fact that I don't know what they're saying. So I am very mindful of lyrics. And like I said, where Beyonce's concerned, like all of these like references to deities, maybe I heard them and I didn't want to pay attention to it. But I feel like now I cannot, for lack of a better word, feign ignorance, because now I have been made aware of it. And so I just do not feel...
I have a question that I wanted to, like, throw at Chimmy, right? Mm-hmm. So you're talking about the fact that you kind of compartmentalise everything, and Beyonce, that's not what you look to her as. You look at her, to her as purely entertainment. So the question that came into my mind is that, is this where the scripture comes in saying, my people perish due to lack of knowledge? Because for the mere fact that you are watching the videos and you were looking at it and you didn't see anything, so therefore kind of business as usual kind of thing. And the eyes are the windows to our soul, right?
Mm.
You're opening up yourself to something that you probably don't even know that you're opening up yourself to. And should we be that ignorant as Christians?
And just because we're not aware, sorry to just kind of add on to your question, just because we're not aware of it doesn't mean it doesn't have an impact. I mean, I think about when I was growing up, I was listening to this playlist the other day. It was like old, like 90s, whatever music. The amount of lyrics are just about sex. And I was thinking, as a child, I probably didn't understand this, but it was definitely planting seeds. But I didn't clock. So I'm saying, just because you don't
understand. The things that we watch, the things that we listen to on a regular basis, those are the things that are going to start building us. And those are the things that we would subconsciously start being like.
Yeah, so even if we don't fully understand it, I mean, I'm not saying because you watch Beyonce's video, you're now going to start practicing witchcraft. And by no means, just saying that we have to be vigilant with the things that we consume. Chimmy, sorry, go ahead and answer.
Sorry, for me, what exactly was your question? Sorry.
So basically, I'm saying does that now kind of the scripture where God talks about my people perish due to lack of knowledge. So if we want to put it in this context in terms of music and say, well, I just see this person as an entertainer and we don't actually know what they're pumping into their music, how they're even getting inspiration for that music, and we're just allowing it to come into our spirits, are we now then opening ourselves to things that we don't know and we are now perishing because we lack knowledge in a particular area?
Well, so I know the scripture you're referring to. I don't know the context of it, but if I take it just, you know, at pure face value, you might be onto something. You absolutely might be. And yes, you know, it will most definitely have a level of impact, or it can have some form of impact on me, consciously or subconsciously. But my thing is, that same energy would need to be had across the board.
Yeah, of course, it has to be. 100%.
Just because of Beyonce, now all of a sudden I'm going to call this, this, and that. No, it has to be even down to our UK artists that we listen to, even some of our so-called Christian artists that we listen to.
100%.
Like, we have to scrutinize everyone in the same way.
Yeah. And I guess that scripture would apply to this, right? Because if you don't know, and this is why I hate the phrase ignorance is bliss, I think it's so misleading, because ignorance can actually be very, very expensive.
It can be dangerous.
It can be very, very dangerous. So for me, yes, you might absolutely be onto something where, you know, in this context, you know, my people perish for the lack of knowledge would absolutely be applicable, i.e. it has an impact whether they know it or not, but it definitely has some level of impact. Everything we consume, everything we take in will make some level of impact. It might impact one person more than the other, but it'll definitely leave some kind of fingerprint. I do agree with you on that.
I think just looking at the way this has been presented, I just want to read the description real quick. So, Black is King, inspired by The Lion King, Beyonce created the album as a love letter to Africa. Now, I find that very problematic. It's one thing to celebrate Africa. I'm all for it. Pan-Africanism, all of that jazz, I love. However, African culture is vast and it is so much more than ungodly deities. So my thing is, if you were choosing to celebrate African culture and celebrate Africa, why is it being celebrated in this way? And don't get me wrong, it's not the whole thing. I mean, Brown Skin Girl, beautiful, I love it. The sisterhood energy is gorgeous. But beyond that, there are just lots of references that I just can't understand why, out of everything, out of the depth of African culture, why have these particular things been highlighted? And for me, that's very problematic. And, you know, I actually heard someone else raise a point, which I didn't even think about from this perspective, saying, like, from a Christian perspective, if you're saying Black is King, it's like you're saying, like, Black people are superior, and saying that as Christians, we should be subscribing to that.
No.
Let's just speak from a Christian perspective here. This is, I can't remember the gentleman's name. I can't remember who said it. But he was saying that as Christians.
Terry Crews, that's who it was.
No, what, about this? Or in general?
Just go on.
But someone's saying from a Christian perspective, if we're saying that as in esteeming Black people over white people, that is anti-Christian. Because okay, this might be unpopular, whatever. And look, I'm Black. I love being Black. I have no issue being Black. Anyone who knows me knows that. But if Britney Spears, sorry, I know that Britney is a real thing right now, but if Britney Spears came out of an album called White is King, and it was about, I was just thinking about people in Texas. Sorry, I can't think of anything else. Where's Britney Spears from, please? Isn't she from Texas or like from the South or something? Anyway, Sha.
You're asking the wrong person, man.
Let me Google it real quick. If Britney Spears bought an album saying White is King, and it was about, I don't know, let's say European society, what would we call it?
Artistry,
innit? No, we would not call it her artistry. Hold on, where's Britney Spears from? This is just gonna bug me. I need to know. I actually do my research before my podcast. I wasn't planning to talk about Britney Spears, but here we are.
She's from Mississippi.
Oh, see, I was right. So imagine if she did a music video glorifying Mississippi. That was an attempt.
Is she not allowed to glorify where she's from?
A Mississippi accent.
If that's where she's from, is she not allowed to be proud of where she's from?
I'm not saying that she's not allowed to be proud of where she's from. I'm not saying that Beyonce shouldn't be proud of her ancestral roots. I'm just saying, from a Christian perspective, I can understand why some people find the title problematic.
I can understand where you're coming from. I don't think they add up. But I think what you're trying to say is the mere fact that at the end of the day, Christ is King, and we can't.
I mean, ultimately, Black, white, Africa, Europe, either one, Christ is King.
Exactly, and okay. I think that's the point you're trying to make, right?
Sure. I'm actually tripping.
Hold on. You next are you gonna ask me why we're screaming Black Lives Matter?
Absolutely.
Because I feel like you're on the same route.
Oh my god.
The same route.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Because
to say that the meaning of Black Lives Matter means that Black people are superior to white people and only lives matter, absolutely not. we're highlighting Black Lives Matter because they haven't been treated as they have equal value as white people. That's not the same thing.
To me, they're all on the same, they live on the same junction, right? They all live on the same junction. They're all neighbours. Because my understanding of Black is King, and I haven't had brunch with Beyonce in a hot minute, so I'm not sure. Everyone go do your Googles.
Did you say you haven't had brunch with Beyonce?
I sure did.
Okay. They live on the same junction, innit?
Okay, yeah. The same gated community.
Yes, the same gated community. Black is King. So the thing is, like, historically, Black people have been oppressed so much. People have, there's just such a disregard for black people.
I'm not discounting that.
Yeah. So by her saying Black is King, it's royal, it's regal. It doesn't necessarily mean that, oh, I am now superior to you and, you know, you are a, what's that phrase again?
Imperial?
Oh, no. Dan, what's the word? Oh, I've forgotten it. Never mind. But basically, it doesn't mean that you are, inferior, bottom line. So, personally,
I'm not even saying that's what I think. I'm just saying that this is a point that someone flagged. And from a Christian perspective, I can understand why it's problematic.
I guess it depends on how you're reading it.
Yeah, definitely.
I think it depends on how you're reading it.
It wasn't my initial when I saw it.
I can see the point that the two of you are making. If you're talking about Black is King, yes, it is royal. It is regal. I mean,
and I agree.
It is that, and I don't disagree, but I always know that she has many messages in the one thing she says, isn't it? And
oh, you do? Did you tell me over dinner?
She oh, my
did.
Gosh.
We were having caviar last night.
Do you know what's actually really interesting? So just before this call, I was watching the making of The Gift. And you know the song, oh, goodness, what's it called again? Find Your Way Back? Find Your Way Home?
It's Find Your Way Back.
Yes. So she was saying that, this was quite interesting, she said that this was inspired by the Bible. And she said it is the notion of how, and that's how she started. Then she said, oh, how, you know, you can always look up to the gods, plural, for guidance. And I was just thinking, sister, you're just mixing up so many different things. And I mean, there might be some people that be like, oh, see, she mentioned the Bible and get excited. It's like, no.
I mean, the devil knows the Bible. He knows the scriptures.
I mean, exactly. And it's like, you know, what are the fruits? So yeah, you might have something that might be inspired by the Bible, but you know, if you're contorting it, is that the word I'm looking for? Contorting, distorting, all of the above, if you're doing those things to it, you know, I mean, I'm just looking at it as an individual moving forward. I just do not think that I can consume Beyonce's music how I have in the past. Will I not listen to, like,
when you have knowledge about something, you have to do better, right?
Yeah.
So I can't wholeheartedly say, oh, I'm aware of certain things. I might not know everything and I might not know the symbolisms behind every single thing she does, but I do know that something's not right, right? I do know there are things in there that are not according to the Bible. I do know there's things there as a Christian.
No, it's married to medicine, sis. Just saying.
Wow.
This is not the group chat, is it?
This is not the group chat. I'm sorry, guys. For the benefit of those who are not in our group chat, which is the rest of the world, Chimmy Choo, Married to Medicine is a show that Fumi watches. I actually don't watch it, so I don't know what it's about. But based on that dig that Chimmy just so graciously delivered, I assume it's not wholesome content. Is that what you're saying?
All I'm going to say is CEO, innit?
CEO? What CEO? Guys,
she knows what that means.
Guys, we can't be doing private jokes on the podcast.
She's bringing private group chats to the podcast, innit? All I'm going to say is
C. Okay, you guys are doing private chat.
No.
And even I don't even know what you're talking about.
No, it's on our group chat. It's on our group chat.
Oh, what? You're the CEO of Shade? Is that what we're referring to?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
Because she just, like...
She is, though. Anyway,
the point... I can't even remember the point I was trying to make.
The point that you're making is, now that you are aware of the content,
yes,
you need to be...
aware of certain things, like, I can't just... I can't just sit there and indulge it and not think that it's not going to impact me. And yes, I have cut down on a lot of reality TV. We're still working on it, okay? Thank you very much.
No, but you know what, the thing is that as I'm saying all of this, like, I'm not going to sit here and pretend, like I said, that I don't listen to secular music. I do. But this has just really made me think I need to be more discerning. I need to be more mindful. Because at the end of the day, before I'm anything, I'm a Christian first. And if I'm like constantly finding pleasure in things that God abhors, what does that say about my walk? What does that say about me? I need to evaluate myself. I think the conversation we're having the other day, when the Bible talks about witchcraft, this is in the book of Galatians, it puts witchcraft, fornication, envy all in the same bracket. But I feel like this whole thing with Beyonce, because people see, you know, the devil as just so horrible and just so, I mean, don't get me wrong, yes, he is, but we see him as like the epitome of evil. But that's not how God sees it. God, like, that little lie you told, God sees that as the epitome of evil. The time you felt jealous about someone, God sees that as the epitome of evil. Like, there's no hierarchy of sin in the Bible. It's just the way we now, I guess, the way we assess things with our human eyes, which brings me back to the point of why I wasn't really fazed by like the horns, because does the devil have horns? Do I know? Does the Bible say that?
I don't know if the horns are because of the devil, or the horns is a symbolism of something else, some sort of other, I don't know, tradition.
Oh no, I'm just saying, because I actually saw something and it said it had, like, you know, the image of her and the horns. I think it's from the Already video, and it had a picture of the devil. And I'm like, okay, but that's how we've decided the devil looks like. That's not what the Bible says he looks like. I could be completely wrong. Maybe there is a description in the Bible of the devil having horns, but to my knowledge, there is not one. So I'm just saying, I'm not going to trip because she's evoking some symbolism, which we don't actually know is ungodly. But what I am going to trip on is her calling herself Oshun, her making references to gods, which, you know, lowercase g, it's not the God, not Jehovah, not Almighty. So that's what I'm going to trip on. Or what I am tripping on. I personally haven't watched the whole thing. I don't think I will. It just hasn't set right in my spirit. So I don't think I will. I've seen Brown Skin Girl. I've seen Already. And I think I've seen enough, to be honest. I think I've seen enough.
Yeah.
And
you know, when my husband watched it, he was like, he went upstairs and he went to go pray.
Pastor Deji. He said to me, nah.
He said he went to God pray in it because he just felt like, he was like, whatever you open these eyes to, he just went to God cover himself in it. I was just like,
on a serious note though, I do find it very interesting, the different perceptions and receptions of it. And I know that I appear to have taken a very strong stance and like rooting for Beyonce. Let me tell you something. Beyonce don't pay my mortgage, she don't pay my bills, she don't pay my car, like, she doesn't pay anything. So it's not, I'm not trying to advocate for her, but I'm coming more from a kind of what Dami touched on. We love to put a hierarchy on sin. And it's a bit like, no, sis or bro, if you're going to have this energy for X, make sure you have it
for everything. I definitely agree with you on that one, because yeah, fair enough, I don't know everything that is there in that video, and to be honest, I don't think I'm going to research to find out. But the fact of the matter is, okay, the reality is, I know that whatever I'm putting into me is going to impact my spirit. So what am I putting in? What am I feeding my spirit on? What am I putting in myself, in my soul?
But I think the point that Jimmy is making is, do we have the same response when we listen to, I don't know, a song about Wizkid, which is talking about...
We probably don't, because I still pucker more and all that jazz, isn't it? So the reality is,
and this is what I feel like we need. I mean, I don't want to project on anyone else, but this is what I have had to readdress with myself over the past weekend. I mean, like I said, I don't even listen to this kind of music like that often, but I mean, as far as God's concerned, listening to one time, 100 times, there's no difference. So that's why, like, I'm thinking, okay, if I'm going to have this stance on this album, what about all these other Beyonce songs that I've listened to and I didn't have them?
Meet you at your quiet time. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. I don't really watch reality TV like that.
I used to watch loads, but I've kind of like slowed down now, and I think I've whittled it down to two.
For me, do you want to count again? I'm joking.
Wow,
I'm joking. I'm joking.
My goodness.
I'm joking. I don't actually know what show she watches outside of medicine.
Hello, Day.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry, guys. I'm very nice. But can I just ask a question real quick?
Go ahead.
We touched on the importance of being mindful of what we take in and what we consume. Now, how exactly does this work?
What in our society?
No.
Okay, sorry. Go on.
All right, then. I'm joking. No, I'm not joking. But how exactly? The truth is, that was my original reaction, and I remember we're being recorded, so I said sorry. It's like, well, I'm feeling not sorry. Anyways.
Oh my gosh.
How? Sorry. Anyways. So yes, you need to be mindful about what you take in, right? How does that work if you're trying to say, for instance, and I'm not trying to open another can of worms, but say, for instance, I wanted to understand what all this sage and incense and crystals and kiniko, what that's all about. At what point does that mean that I also need to be selective with the research that I do? Like,
that's a good question, actually. Because if you're researching it, are you opening yourself up to something that you probably don't want to?
And then at what point does discernment come in? Like, yeah.
Because it's like, if you eat one piece of chocolate, then you want another piece, and then before you know it, you've eaten a whole bar, and then before you know it, you've eaten the whole packet in it. So it's like, at what point do you say, I want to do research to find out what it is, and then before you know it, you're going too deep in, and you don't know that you're now probably inviting things in. Does that make sense?
Well, I mean, I think you need to use wisdom. Like, even with, okay, let's say evangelism, for example. You know, there's some basic things that you need to know about Islam, because believe me, when you try to talk to a Muslim about Christianity, they'll read the Bible to you. They know the Bible, so they have their defenses. So yeah, I think you have to research it, but obviously you're going from, it's a different thing going something to research and reveling in something, enjoying something, dancing to something, being entertained by something. I think there's a clear distinction there. That's my opinion.
On the flip
side,
I've heard where people who I've heard of research people have done, right, where they're trying to disprove the Bible,
and then they become Christians.
On the Bible, they end up becoming Christians.
I've actually heard that as well.
Because they get so wrapped into it. So on the flip side, somebody who's doing their research on one thing, can they get so wrapped into it that they end up getting converted?
My dear, I don't have the answer to that question. I don't know. I really don't know.
So do you think a Christian should research into these various?
For the most part, from what I've seen, lots of people are speaking about things that they have personally experienced with, you know, deities and like Mammy Water Spirit and all these different things. So, I mean, are you saying that should we not just take what they're saying at face value? We should do our own research into it? Is that what you're asking?
Well, with everything else, you'll never say to somebody, take things at face value. You'll always say to somebody else, do your own research. You'll always say that to somebody. So when it comes to stuff like this, does somebody do their own research?
You know, that's a valid question. I wonder if we are responding like this because obviously being from like an African background, being from a Nigerian background, Freeman, your place being from a Yoruba background, even if we haven't experienced it firsthand, we're aware of these things. We know about the reality of these things. We know about the reality of the spiritual world. So maybe for that reason, it's easier. But maybe if you were an English person who you've never heard of any of this, you would just think it's complete lunacy.
At the end of the day, when I've seen like videos of people who are doing their initial reactions or whatever, they're like, I think, which podcast was that? Was it Kevin Stage? One of them, anyway. Like, to them, that is Africa being portrayed by Beyonce,
because they don't know anything about Africa. So they think
Exactly, but that's what I'm trying to say. They don't know anything about Africa, so they think that this is Africa being portrayed, and they are thinking, oh my God, I want to know more about my roots. Meanwhile, us, who we might not necessarily have been born and raised in Africa, but we know that this is not a representation of Africa. We know.
Well, hang on, it's not a complete
representation. Sorry.
Because let's be real, this happens.
Mm-hmm. And we know also, being as Christians, we understand, we have a understanding of the spiritual realm. So we understand from our exposure that this is more than it meets the eye. That's just because we're Christian Africans, right? But somebody who's an American who's just thinking, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Oh my gosh, I want to go back to Africa. I want to know more about my roots. I want to know where I originally came from. Should that Christian go and start researching the different imagery that's in this video because they want to get closer to wherever they come from, because they're just thinking that this is a representation of where they're originally from?
But if you're saying they're a Christian, once they do the research, I would like to think that they would realize that this is not something they should be. Well, you know, let me not.
If they don't know how. I am Nigerian, and if I didn't hear all the noise that was made on social media, I wouldn't have known. Like, I think I've heard of, like, Ocean and stuff in passing once or twice before, and I'm Nigerian, let alone someone that's African-American. Like, how would they know that they're dabbling or they're researching into something that is dark?
In all sincerity, ladies,
where would the point get to that they would now figure out that this is too dark, this is dark, and they shouldn't be dabbling when they're knee-deep in? Because it's not like, oh, you're going to go and Google it and then it's going to be all in your eyes and you're going to be like, oh, I'm going to close away from it. No, you'll probably see a name of this and then you'll do a bit more research and you go deep in this and then, like, I've never done it myself, so I don't exactly know, but you'll get to a point where a person could get to a point where they're so engrossed into it, it's hard to get out of it. Do you get where I come from?
No, I completely understand. And I guess that's all the more reason why we had to be vigilant and just be prayerful, because the Holy Spirit can convict you. If you're open to be convicted, that's literally the only thing I can think of. So even if you're not fully aware of it, I'd like to think the Holy Spirit would. Even, okay, the Holy Spirit can always be talking to you, but whether you're listening is a whole different ballgame. So
can I get an amen?
That's the only thing I can think of. Honestly, I don't have the complete answer. Like, before this podcast, I was watching a review of Black is King by a witch. And she was.
Yeah.
No, because it came. I didn't seek it out. It came out on the suggestions. But I thought, okay, this is someone who is.
What kind of stuff do you Google that?
Why is that in your algorithm, please?
What are you talking about? I was watching the documentary, and it was the review. Let me clarify. She wasn't. It didn't say she was a witch in the what do you call it? Oh gosh, what do you call it?
Description
box. Yes, so it didn't
in the title.
It didn't say that in the title, but once I clicked it and that's how she identified herself, I said, okay, cool. And I thought,
are you kept watching? Well,
no, I did keep witching. What I was about to say, keep witching, Father forgive me. I kept on watching. See how it can just permeate you? Can you see? Anyway, I refuse to be permeated in the name of Jesus. But what was I saying?
You're talking about the witch.
Yes, I can.
We're fasting and praying for Maria.
Yeah, I think so. Friday, fast and prayer. I continued to watch. I thought, okay, this is someone who is well versed in this. And literally, she was infusing about how proud she was of Beyonce for bringing, basically, what she said, like, occultic culture to the forefront. She was so happy. And I'm thinking, if someone who clearly. Engages in witchcraft, is calling Beyonce's work a celebration of this. Long story short, she was getting her life. She was.
I feel nauseous.
She was so happy that this was being.
That's fine. So there's somebody like that, because she knows what's going on. She can see the tiniest of symbolisms, and she'd be like, "Yes, girl, whatever."
She was making references to colors. I said, "Mobe,
the god of moon, the red, black, and green that
the blue guy that you were talking about at the start. You said the blue guy that kept on coming. She made a reference to, I can't remember the name of the color, but she made reference to how that apparently draws inspiration from, like, the blue Hindu god. We just had to be vigilant as Christians. At the end of the day, this is by no means to tell you not to listen to Beyonce, but just me, Damilola Abujingin, moving forward, I will not be consuming Beyonce's content. If the direction of it continues with all the Ashun energy and all of that stuff, am I going to delete Love on Top? Probably not. Let me just be transparent. But not just Beyonce, this whole thing has kind of, like I alluded to before, it's really made me think I need to really be a lot more mindful of what I consume, because the song about, you know, quote unquote, making love is still sin. It might sound a bit better, it might be a bit more palatable, but it's still sin. So I am in the process of detoxing my music, and I just think as Christians, we just have to, let's not use our our earthly mindset, for lack of a better word, to just kind of put a hierarchy on things, and let's just call sin a sin, let's call a spade, and just act accordingly as the spirit leads.
Do you know what this reminds me all of in your churches when you were younger? Truth about hip hop. The truth about hip hop.
Remember when I was a teenager, remember, I didn't really talk to God. We weren't really cool like that, so I didn't watch it. What is this?
You never watched Truth About Hip Hop?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, okay. I don't think I watched it. I knew about it, but I don't think I watched it either. I remember they played it at youth group, right? And then all of us went to go and break our CDs.
What is this? I'm Googling
it
now.
It was basically talking about all, like, the demonic stuff that goes on in hip-hop and all the different symbolisms and everything. There was, like, I can't remember what the name of the pastor was, but I'm sure if you go on YouTube, you'll find it.
Definitely. It was, like, what, 2005 or something?
I was in secondary school. We were young.
Yeah, that video was popping.
Yeah, guys. I was a full-on agnostic.
No, it was one of them ones where the pastors or the youth pastors were all gone by the CD set, and it has like 10 CDs in it.
I've never even heard about this. Okay, by Craig Lewis. I've seen it now. Okay, I'll look into this.
Yeah.
So after everyone brought their CDs, what happened? You just downloaded the MP3 afterwards?
No, everyone just got it. Everyone went through that phase where it was just pure Christian music, innit?
And then we started listening to G-Force. Yeah. And what's the other one called? Governor B.
Yes.
Bibles.
What's that guy? I sing. Oh, what's his name?
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Andy. Not Andy, but they're all part of that same crew. I don't remember.
I know the song that you're referring to. I can't remember his name, though.
Oh, Vic Tizzle. That's the one.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't remember that. Like, it was pure. I remember because I actually had, that's the, my first CD that I bought with my own cash was Me, Myself, and I.
Mine was Bootylicious.
The first album I bought with my own cash was the Destiny's Child, their first album, not the Writings on the Wall, Destiny's Child. The album that everyone forgets about. That's what I'm telling you. She's provided the soundtrack for most of my life.
So let me ask you this question. If Destiny's Child are having a reunion concert, are you still going?
The way my bottom lip started to quiver.
Get your Kelly Washington on.
I've always said if anyone's going to play me in a film, it'd actually be Kerry Washington because she's got the big forehead energy. Hello? Have you seen our foreheads? Twins. You kidding me?
Okay.
It would be Kerry Washington.
I wanted to do a side-by-side comparison.
I think hers might be a bit bigger than mine.
Okay. But yeah, are you still going? Are you buying the tickets?
Trying to digress. Gosh, why would you let me digress?
For me, well done. I didn't even realise what she's trying to do. Well done, Jerry. Very well.
I really thought I was fly. At this point, I don't know. I don't know.
Because if she plays Black is King at a concert, where you're doing it.
Yo, honestly, even when...
She put her noise-cancelling headphones on.
Even when, this minisode is turning into the length of an actual podcast episode, so obviously it's not a minisode anymore. But,
sorry.
No, it's absolutely fine. But I, honestly, guys, I don't know. I don't know. Like, I don't want to come on here and act like, I'm going to stop listening to every single Beyonce song, as I've said, I'm still going to bang out Love on Top. And as far as I'm aware, it doesn't make any ungodly references. I might need to go back
and listen to it. Yeah, but does it have to make ungodly references for you to know it's ungodly?
When I say ungodly, I'm not talking about horns. I'm talking about things that God uses.
No, but even in the lyrics, even if before I take this conversation somewhere else, but if you've ever done some research, I really don't want to open this can of worms, but if you've ever done some research,
she says and proceeds to open the can of worms
on some old school Disney cartoons, right? Look as innocent as anything.
I have actually heard of this before.
Oh, there's a whole bunch of stuff that happens in the background that you're just like, hey, my poor Cinderella that I grew up on, like, what the heck? You know what I mean?
Do you mean the original stories?
Original stories of what it was originally meant to be, and the fact that a lot of it is witchcraft and all that jazz. And even the Brothers Grimm, the Bad Witch, and all that jazz. Like, yeah.
I'm sorry, what's your question?
Does it have to have ungodly lyrics for it to be ungodly?
I mean, like I was saying before, when I say ungodly, I mean things that are glorifying things that God disdains. So even if it's a song about envy, I need to reevaluate that.
Or pride.
So it's all of these things, Like, it's going to be a process. Maybe I'll do another episode.
So let me ask you a general question. In the society that we live in where you go into the shops, it's got the music playing. I mean, you walk into the shops and you might hear Find Your Way Back. What happens then? Like, do you block your ears and say,
No, okay, look, come on. At the end of the day, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. It's a different thing to go somewhere and hear. I'm talking about seeking out. I'm talking about banging it out. Listen, guys, I don't know about you, but when The Gift came out, anytime I was going anywhere, that's what I was playing. When I think about do you remember barbecues? Anyways, I'm just remembering going to my friend's barbecue, driving from Northwest London to South, and what was I playing? The Gift album.
This is lyrics, right? You're hearing the lyrics and you're seeking out the lyrics. What about if you just like the beat, right? And you put on an instrumental, but the instrumental was created by somebody who dabbles and they heard that beat in the spirit. But you don't know
that. That's a valid question. I remember asking that question during talk show at church when I was a kid. Because they're like, secular music. No, secular music. I was like, yeah, but I like the beat. I'm not singing the song. And then aunties and uncles were just scratching their head. But it's a valid question. Dami, what do you think? Not that you are the alpha and omega of all answers, but
thank you. What are your thoughts on that? honestly, I don't know. Because it's like, okay, it's a different thing if, let's say, if I was an African-American Christian in America, I don't know why I felt the need to clarify. Let me clarify that. And if I was just listening to this and I wasn't aware of the connotations, I didn't even know what a shun meant, would it be wrong for me to listen, not knowing? But I'm talking about now that you know, now that this has been brought to light. So
how do you protect yourself from the things that you don't know?
I'm talking about,
because the reality is, okay, we've heard that there's whatever in the background of this music. I mean, it's you can't be oblivious to it. If you're saying that you don't want to see it, you're choosing not to see it, really and truly. Like, we know what's going on in the background, but let's take it a step further. We don't know. Like, listen, I love listening to instrumentals. I put on more instrumentals than I do actual music. I don't know where they got that from. Like, literally, like, we know that, I mean, we're Christians at the end of the day. We know that we can be literally worshiping God, and in the spirit God can give us a song, right? We know we can just literally make a song like that. So how much more if it can happen like that for us who are Christians? Of course it can probably happen like that for somebody who isn't a Christian, because at the end of the day, all the devil does is changes what God has already created and make it perverse. Mm-hmm. So somebody can create a beat in the spiritual that is not of God.
Formula, I don't know. I wish I did, but I don't know. But all I can say is when you are aware, you cannot feign ignorance. That's all I can say.
Absolutely. Which kind of ties in as well with how God sees someone that has heard about Jesus Christ and decided not to accept mm-hmm. him as a Lord and Savior versus somebody that has never heard about Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Two different scenarios, right? So I absolutely agree with you, Dami. Like, there's a different level of responsibility once you've been exposed to, information.
Yeah.
That's when you kind of you're held accountable at a different level.
You're held accountable to what you know, isn't it?
Yeah. Exactly. And I think, pardon me, I'd like to say that, look, revelation is also very progressive. What you believed 5 years ago, or the convictions you had 5 years ago, are not necessarily the convictions that you have today. Mm-hmm. And just because a lot of people are having their own revelations, et cetera, and you haven't gotten there, doesn't mean you're not going to get there tomorrow, next week, or ever. Do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. work out your own salvation.
Yeah.
Like, this journey, it's like this just journey of salvation. It is a journey. It is not Super Mario, you get to level 10 and you're done. No. Every day it
is. I'm sorry, I literally had an image of you as Super Mario and Lil.
Probably the same
as well. Oh! Oh! No. I'm sorry. If you're going to do the sound, it probably is. Okay?
No, but hold on, Dami. dummy. As the tallest in the group.
Which is not a hard feat, by the way, guys. Let me just tell y'all.
Isn't for me, I swear for me, I'm pretty sure we're the same height.
No, you're sure.
Jimmy.
But like what? 0.8 inches.
It doesn't matter, you're sure.
It's irrelevant. Evelyn. I feel so offended.
Whoever you want to call yourself.
I'm so upset. For me, it's like a micromillimeter taller than me.
That is not true. Jimmy, are you being serious right now?
Are you being serious?
I'm not even sure, to be honest.
For me, how tall are you?
Oh, 5'2"
What is that?
I'm 5'3". What are you talking about? I'm 5'3".
Maybe we need to measure ourselves again because you're really.
No, you're there just collecting inches. Collecting inches like a pamphlet. No.
Oh, no.
Just accept it. You're the same height as Mario. Let's keep on moving. Make your point.
Can I clarify? I wasn't saying that you are the same height as Mario. It's just when you said it, I just pictured.
Guys, people are highly. Johnny, it's sorry for so much damning. For me, it's highly disrespectful. I'm not going to disrespect Dami on her own platform.
Thank
for
you.
It's highly disrespectful. No regard. Just know if I've seen you. No regard.
Do you know how many guys? Let me just tell you. We had to start this. What? How many times? Three times until Fumi could like compose herself. How many recordings did I have? Yeah, like three recordings before Fumi could get it together.
Mm-hmm. And it was just the intro. It's not like the conversation that started, it was just intro. But coming back to Super Mario analogy.
Oh, yeah. Okay, how are we actually
going? It's a journey. It's a journey, and we're all going to get there at different times. I think it is absolutely okay. You know, God might tell you, I remember a minister several years ago who the Lord spoke to him and told him to stop taking coffee.
Oh, I've heard this before. Kenneth Hagin.
Kenneth Copeland.
Copeland, my bad, yeah.
Yes, because he became dependent on coffee. Like, he was seriously dependent on coffee. And God told him to stop it. Does that now mean that if Gloria Copeland, his wife, now drinks coffee... Does it now mean that Gloria Copeland is not allowed to drink the coffee? No. Drinking coffee is not a sin. But God gave Kenneth Copeland a specific instruction for him. Mm. So, I say this to say, we are all on our own individual journeys. We will all have our own convictions at different times. At the same time, the conviction that person A is going to get, you might not even ever get, and that is okay. Face your front, innit?
I agree with that, but I just want to highlight that there are individual things the Holy Spirit can minister to you about.
And then there's global things.
What?
No, I was just going to say that there's personal things, and then there's things that every Christian...
global? Yeah. Okay, all right.
Yeah. Well, global. What do you mean?
I think she means the things that are clearly outlined in the Bible. Is that what you mean by global?
Yeah. So basically, because what I was going to ask was that.
Yes.
You're given the Kenneth Copeland example, right? And in the context of what we're talking about, music and obviously the Black is King video and all that jazz. If somebody says, oh, they haven't had a conviction to not watch it, so therefore they're going to continue watching it and they're going to continue indulging in it, do they need to have a personal conviction, or can they not just read the scriptures where it talks about it?
Me personally, I watched it. So I'm not the kind of person that watches something over and over again, naturally. Mm-hmm. I mean, unless it's The Lion King, all-time favourite movie.
The original, but... not the remake.
So I don't re-watch things, but for me personally, as I am here today at whatever time of day it is, I don't have the conviction. Like, yes, I'm hearing about the Ocean references, da 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 da, but I don't have the conviction of like, oh my God, I can never watch this again. I shouldn't watch. Like, I literally did not have any of that.
Mm.
I didn't. So am I now going to go back and... Because to me, I guess it's not something that is, or at least to me, it's not something that is scripturally outlined where do not watch whatever the case may be, videos of Beyonce that glorifies XYZ. Like, to me, I don't want to use the word it's not that deep, but I don't have that revelation. I simply don't. And if I was that kind of person that watched it over and over again, I know someone who's watched it six times from every angle. Oh, yeah, but they're creative, to be fair.
I said, if it wasn't for this Ashun business, that would be me. Like, I can't even tell you how many times I watched Lemonade. I can't.
Oh, I really didn't. Can't.
I watched it once.
I genuinely do not know how many times I watched it. It was more than five, less than 10, probably.
Right. But, so, that's it. I don't have anything else to say.
I mean, to be honest with you, I think my conviction to not watch it has definitely been fueled by what people have said. But even when the trailer came out, and let me be honest with you guys, it didn't sit right in my spirit.
When I saw the trailer, I couldn't
articulate what it was, but it didn't feel right in my spirit. And I think it may have been magnified by the fact that I had just listened to Black Parade. When Black Parade first came out, I don't know why it just took the most recent Beyonce song.
Oh, I don't know it.
I'll send it to you guys. But anyways, I had just listened to it, and it was just witchcraft, left, right, center, and I went, wow. I downloaded it originally, like, you know, you just download something before you even, like, take it in. I downloaded it, I listened to it, I deleted it, I was like, cool. And then when I saw the trailer for it, which also someone sent it to me, like, before, y'all know me, I would be seeking Beyonce stuff out, but I wasn't even seeking it out. I wasn't looking for it. Someone sent it to me, and I was like, yeah, it just didn't sit right with me. So when it came out and then I saw the commentary, I was just like, you know what, I don't think this is something that I need to digest. I don't think something that I need to consume. I don't need to be entertained by it. Just on your point, Chimi, about not feeling convicted about it, that's your personal opinion, I respect that. But even though, yes, the Bible doesn't say thou shalt not watch Beyonce such and such and such and such, I feel like the same approach we have to this is the same approach we should have to, I don't know, I'm trying to think of an example, but, well, actually, interesting point. So I've, slight digression, this is probably going to end up being the longest podcast episode we've ever done. I really like thrillers. Like, that is
that's a good question. I like horror films. Are you opening yourself up? I mean, me, I don't really watch horror films because when I close my eyes, I've got a disclaimer. Saying that I have a photography, what's the word? What's that word?
Wow.
That's the type of mind that I have in it. So I see pictures. So if the minute I see something, I close my eyes, I'll see it for the rest of the evening. So I'm okay. So I don't watch horror films. But I know what you're alluding to. You're going to say, like, as a Christian, you'd be watching horror films.
I wasn't actually going to say that, but okay. Anyway.
Likes to think she's a mind reader.
That came from your whole spirit. That came all from 5.3.
That one was as the heart thinks or whatever.
What?
The scripture is, what's it?
Out of the abundance of the heart.
That's the one.
The mouth speaks.
That's the one. See, I know you people know.
The point I was going to make is, considering that I like watching thriller movies, and these are things like psychological thrillers, like, you know, where someone's a murderer and you just try to figure out, like, why they murder and stuff. Is it right for me to watch these things because, you know, the Bible talks about murderers? They will not inherit the kingdom of God. So am I going to have that same stance to single white female? Random. But am I going to have the same stance to single white female? I'll be watching these things if I'm going to say, oh, I'm opening myself up to it. So it's just, it's a rhetorical question. I personally can't say I've ever felt convicted to not watch, like a law show or like a criminal, like basically like criminal shows. I like those kind of things. You know what? I did. And then there was a time I felt a very strong conviction to stop watching it. Do you guys remember? I can't remember which season, but there was a time that the sex scenes became extremely graphic and it was a bit wild. Like, I remember at one point literally like putting my laptop down and muting it because I was like, this is just a bit too much. And after that point, I stopped watching it. And then I watched it again, but I just fast-forwarded it. I'm not saying that's any better. I'm not presenting myself to be perfect. You know, the Holy Spirit's still working on me. But I definitely did feel convicted to be mindful of how I watch it.
Chip
for
me, that same question to you. Okay. I'm here. I just don't interrupt. That's all, darling.
Oh, gosh.
Do you watch Power?
I do watch Power. I do watch Power.
Is the Lord speaking to you?
I mean, I'm married, so the sex scenes don't really do much to me.
Wait, hold on.
Why? It's not just about the sex scenes.
Okay, sorry.
And go even on
the
that
money
point,
laundering, the
sorry, murder, yeah. The deceit, and even beyond that, just because you're married, it does not mean that you can open yourself up to lust.
Okay, that's like, thank you.
I'm just saying, what did you call me?
Michael Todd!
Anyway.
Guys, this is legit our group chat.
Welcome to the Sanctified Shade Sisters. Oh, I've lost my train of thought. What was I saying?
I get where you're coming from. Just because you're married doesn't mean that you can't
still purity in marriage.
Yeah. Okay,
that's what I'm saying, because you're a married person, you can just go down to Soho and just go into a sex club.
I mean, I hope nobody's
seen
that.
That was very specific.
That was a very specific scenario. I don't know where that comes from, but no, I get where you're coming from. Just, yeah, but what was I even going to say? Yeah, I still watch Power. Have I had a conviction to stop watching it? No, I haven't. Should I stop watching it?
That's what I'm saying. We need to reevaluate. For me, I feel like... what is this called again? Black is King. I was about to call it the Wakanda for some weird reason. I don't know why that was the first thing that came to my mind. I do feel like it is a Wakandan version of Africa, to be honest with you. But, you know, that's a different conversation for another day, which we are not having today because this podcast does need to end at some point.
Are we part one, part two now?
Why are you telling her what to do with her podcast?
Wow, alright, sorry, see you.
The thing is, you came for me once, I'm coming for you 10 times.
Oh my god.
Okay, this is what you want to do, we can do this. I'm ready.
The Holy Spirit's working on me too.
I'm ready.
Love doesn't hold a record of wrongs. We need to evaluate lots of different things. What did you say for me?
I said I've had excellent training from Mr. Deji Ojo, so I'm ready. I can do this back and forth. I can do it.
Awesome.
Okay, well, I'll leave you guys to that privately. Between yourselves, if you want to. But in conclusion...
I have one more question. I'm okay. So sorry. I have one.
Go ahead.
Okay. I said, since the scandal, or since it's come to light, about Bill Cosby's shenanigans and R. Kelly's shenanigans...
Oh, right, okay.
Do you guys still consume their content, or would you still? Because I know Bill Cosby's not really on TV like that anymore.
So I don't really listen. I don't really listen to R. Kelly anymore. Because when you listen to the songs now, then you're hearing the lyrics. He was telling us what he was doing. When every time we'll say my mind is telling me no, but my body, like he was telling us when he said age is just a number, he was telling us
my
and we weren't
listening.
So now all of that has come to light. I can't enjoy the lyrics the same way.
I mean, I'm the exact same as Fumi. I can't remember the last time there have been rumors for a long time. Even when we were younger, you know, still remember there being rumors, but you know, nothing, it wasn't as concrete as it is now. But even then, beyond like I Believe I Can Fly, I just don't remember really like listening to, oh, do you guys remember Turn Back
Fiesta
Time
with Jay-Z?
I lied, he actually had a couple bangers.
What about Happy People? Like,
oh, goodness, you guys are so right. Yeah, there's actually a couple songs.
There's a lot of songs.
Oh my gosh, Ignition. What am I talking about? Ignition.
Exactly, there's a lot.
Oh my goodness, sorry.
And then if you start going to these features,
let me
we'll
just,
here
let just scratch everything I just said. Clearly,
exactly.
I just
forgot. That was our childhood.
I clearly just forgot. But I mean, okay, let's just say from, I don't know, from being in university age, from 18, I can't remember really.
That's because he wasn't making his music the same way them times.
Okay, what about the Bill Cosby part of my question?
I still enjoy this. I haven't watched it for a while because I haven't gone on my legal streaming sites.
Guys, we have a lot of things we need to evaluate in our lives, clearly. Clearly.
As a Christian, should you still be using legal streaming
sites? Should you start screening your friends, to be honest?
Pardon? Did you start screening my friends?
Yeah.
Oh, like I said, this is the first and last time getting a friend from Croydon. First and last. The quota's been exceeded.
Your life quota of Croydonian.
I don't live in Croydon anymore. Thank you very much.
Take the girl out of Croydon. Can't take Croydon out of the girl, sis.
Thank you very much.
You're still a Croydonian.
Yeah. But I won't lie, I still enjoy the Cosbys if it comes on. So it's kind of hard
come on?
To not enjoy it.
Oh, your legal box, Abby. Never mind.
When you watch it on the legal streaming sites.
Anyway, you about like the cult of the Cosby Show, like how you know about like Different Strokes, but I just never really. I don't know how. I just never really watched it. Like, what channel did you guys watch it on? Was it on Trouble?
Did you ever watch Trouble?
What, did they show the Cosby Show on Trouble?
I'm pretty sure they did, because they definitely showed Different Strokes.
I remember Different Strokes. I remember, like, I've seen scenes from the Cosby Show, but I can't remember it really being shown on TV. But I just know that people would always talk about it, so I was aware of it. I was aware of the
cultural significance. Did you ever watch Sesame Street where Cosby was on it? The Cosby was on it.
Yeah, I saw that. So I don't know how I managed, but anyways, what's the moral of the story?
Would you still watch it now if it came on? Would you enjoy the content?
Probably not.
Was she never watched in the first place?
I mean, I've seen an episode or two, but I can't say I watched The Cosby Show the same way I could say I watched Fresh Prince. Like, I've seen every single episode of Fresh Prince.
Or so, like, if something came out and they said Will Smith was doing
my heart, please, don't even say that hypothetically. I'm sorry, I can't answer that question because I didn't hear you.
Okay, so I'll repeat
She
myself.
Didn't want to hear you.
I don't have the capacity to answer that question. Chimmy, you take the floor. I can't. You know what? I've taken off my glasses. Chimmy, go ahead. He's been through too much already.
I don't even know how much of this you're going to keep in there.
It's the longest podcast in the history of the world. Chimmy, go ahead.
The bottom line is, you don't know how you deal. Actually, for me, go on.
No, I was just going to say, if, let's say, your favourite shows or girlfriends, if you found my out God. Something
can you stop
about
doing this?
The cast members of Girlfriends that was very immoral, would you start watching it? If they came out on Epstein's list, would you start watching it?
Oh, my gosh. But, Jimmy, please.
No, she's your friend.
Wow.
How are you going to disown her on the podcast, though?
Wow. Collector.
In all sincerity, it would be difficult, but yes, I would stop watching it. But having said that, even that, as much as I love Girlfriends, I'm thinking this show, it glorifies fornication as well, doesn't it? Should I even be watching Girlfriends? Just so many things.
I mean,
I'm just calling
shows.
A spade a spade.
What? Even Jane the Virgin, even that word is problematic. Like, I just feel
Jane
like
the Virgin. How so?
No, I've never watched it. What's it about? I'm guessing about a girl called Jane who's a virgin.
Hey, gold star for you.
I was resisting the urge to be sarcastic, but you know, Chimmy, you do the job for me.
Long story. She was raised Catholic. Her grandma's very strong Catholic. Her mom is a single mom, so had her out of wedlock. And she's engaged. She's a virgin. She goes to the gynecologist and mistakenly gets artificially inseminated.
Oh yeah.
So she ends up being pregnant. Yeah. So I only use as an example because, you know, she's a virgin and, you know, they're Catholic and, you know, praise Jesus, da, 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 da. But even that show has problematic elements. I just feel like it becomes very, very, and I'm not trying to justify why I will continue watching these things. I'm just saying it just becomes very difficult to draw lines because even if it's not the entire premise of a TV show, it could just be one particular episode that's problematic. So it just becomes very, very challenging of, like, where do I draw the line?
That's very true.
Where do we draw the line?
There's many shows
just
I don't
watch
know
the God Channel.
It'll be hard to give up. Jesus will have to tell me to give up.
Mm-hmm. So,
And in conclusion... Boomy, am I concluding?
Oh, yeah, sure. Unless I think of something else.
I was humouring you by asking you, but your response is just wild. So anyway.
Tammy, don't have it. She's on your platform.
I just mute her mic.
Yeah, don't have it. Do not have it.
Well, are you Listen. Clapping? What was that? Okay, in conclusion, guys, Black is King. I'm not here to tell you to watch it or not to watch it. As for me, and my eyeballs, we will not be watching it. I don't know why I said that, like my eyeballs are separate to me, but to be honest, they're big enough, they might as well be. But anyway, I personally won't be watching it, and it's very unlikely that I will be. I'm saying it's very unlikely. I'm not going to be consuming Beyonce music if it continues in this trajectory. I'm not. I don't know why I'm saying it, like, I'm not sure. I will not be.
Says that no to the Destiny Child reunion concert.
I said trajectory. I didn't say the past, sister. I clearly said I'm still going to listen to Love On. I clearly said I'm going to continue to listen to Love On Top.
Okay.
I don't highlight that song. That's the only song I really like, but...
So, wait, for me, you and I can go if you act right.
I mean...
Cool. Continue.
All right, guys, do you have any final thoughts before we wrap up? For real this time.
On a serious note, like, I know we've joked around a lot, but on a serious note, I think when you are aware of certain things, then at the end of the day, God's going to hold you accountable to the knowledge you know. So don't go saying, oh, everyone's watching it, all other Christians are watching it, so therefore I'm going to go and watch it. If you know that you shouldn't be watching it, then you're better off obeying the Holy Spirit, because that's the one thing we shouldn't be doing, is disobeying what the Holy Spirit has told us to do. If you are not sure of something, then it's better not to do it. For the sake of not opening up yourself to something that you probably can't handle. And at the end of the day, everyone, like I think Jimmy said earlier on, everyone is on their own different journey. So even with that, what somebody, one person can handle, another person, it might cause them to stumble. So you have to also know where you are on your journey. As for me, yes, I did watch it. I didn't really want to watch it. We had guests. I'm making disclaimers and excuses, I know. But we had guests.
I'm sorry, did you say we had guests? What does that mean? Because you had guests, you had to watch it.
No, I'm just saying it was on. I was cooking. It was on. Okay, thank you.
No, wait, hold on. Pause. You're in your house. No, I'm not even taking a mic. I'm just trying to understand. You're in your house.
I played myself.
You're in your house.
Don't believe her. She really said she played herself.
No, but I want us to understand. You're in a house where you pay bills, the house that you mortgaged, and because you had guests, you watched something that you didn't want to watch.
I mean, there's two of us who live in this house, so I don't...
But your husband didn't want to watch it because you said that he didn't want to watch it.
Exactly. So. I didn't put it on. He put it on. And then he prayed after.
Can you call Deji, please? Call him to verify.
Can we start this conclusion all over again?
It would be you to prolong it. All right, do you have any final thoughts before we give Chimmy the floor?
Basically, bottom line is, do as the Holy Spirit convicts you.
Amen. Chimmy Chu?
For me, it's really said it all. Your walk of faith is yours. Face your front. Don't compare yourself to anyone else. And, in the words of Kanye West, Jesus is King.
Amen.
Okay, that's actually lame because I'm pretty sure the word of God tells us the same, but you guys know what I mean.
I mean, yes, as God says, the Bible says.
Yeah, the Bible says, in more times Kanye said, Amen. Jesus is King. Amen.
Do you want to drop
offering plate going around?
Do you want to drop your mic?
Did you say offering
plate? No, but my collection plate is going around, please.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. Let me know if you like this kind of format. A lot more laid back, informal, would I say, than our usual ones. Would you guys agree? So yeah, let her know if you want us back on,
because we probably gave it more spice and flavour.
Ah! Oh, Lord, this is your child. Child.
Kai, Fumulayo, this is well with you.
Debbie. Jimmy. Do not allow her onto your platform ever again.
Just write in the comments if we should come back more often.
She needs to be banned.
I think so. I say this, but I'll be here calling her. How many minutes?
She calls me every day.
I don't call you every day. Hey, respect yourself. I don't call you every day.
But we be talking.
We be talking.
I don't get no calls.
Because you never pick up the phone.
Excuse me?
Even when I called you, you didn't pick up the phone.
Sorry?
You, like, literally, before I've even pressed Fumi's number, she's answered the phone.
Because Fumi Lai is busy watching my medicine on her phone.
Okay, Jimmy, I repent. Moving forward, I will call you. But it's just in the past when I've called you, like, you don't pick up. So just like, okay, you know what? She's more of a message person.
It's not my fault I was doing yoga when you called me today.
Oh, gosh. Should Christians do yoga? Ooh, that's another
question. Oh, Christians do yoga. Okay.
I've got episode 2.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Should Christians do yoga? Ooh, episode 2.
If they want to find you guys, where can they find you? Don't all go at once.
I'm just a regular schmegler person.
A regular schmegler?
I don't even know if I've got 500 followers, but
come through, follow me in it. I think
I'm yes, don't be asking if an influencer are big.
Wow.
I mean, if you want
to ask, how can they find me? So clearly they want to find me. What's your beef?
Well, it doesn't. Nobody cares if you have one follower or 500. Nobody cares.
Listen, if you want to follow me, you can follow me on Instagram on Miss_Formulaio. Is that what my thing's called? Miss_Formulaio? Yes, I think that's what it is.
I'm exhausted. Chimmy, where can they follow you?
My babes, I'm exhausted on your behalf.
Thank you.
If you choose to follow me, I'm Chimmy_Chu. That's Chimmy, Chimmy. I also have a podcast that I co-host with my good friend Lola. And you can find us on Instagram, on Twitter, all that good stuff. And our handle is Pull Up Your Chair.
Yeah.
And that's one of the episodes, so if you want to listen to me, just find that episode. Okay,
thank you. I think Jimmy just needs to start.
Her husband was there, so she was well behaved.
I think this has just shown us that Fumi probably wants to start her own podcast. Perhaps.
No, I don't think I'm interested in that.
Anyways, guys, thank you so much for listening. If you're even still listening up to this point, if you've made it this far, I appreciate you. You're a real one. But yeah, as always, love to know what you think.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Valor Podcast. As always, I'd love to know what you think. Feel free to follow Valor Magazine on all platforms. And remember to like, subscribe, comment. It'll really help to get the podcast out there.